Hello everyone, my name is Anna Peltseva and I will present on behalf of Tatiana Morin from New York City Urban Soil Institute. From the very first pictures here, you can see how soils are heterogeneous in New York City, and you will probably see some similar profiles in your own cities. This series of soils were taken from New York City Soil Survey. And to really understand the complexity of soils in New York City, in 2015, collaborations of different institutions established the New York City Urban Soil Institute as the clearinghouse for all things soils in the city. And the mission of this institute is to advance the scientific understanding and promote sustainable use of urban soils through research, education, conservation, and restoration. And here are our great collaborators. Joshua Chen, who is also present here from Brooklyn College, the Director of Environmental Sciences Analytical Center Soil Research Lab. Richard Shaw, right in the middle of the picture, some of you may know him really well, from USDA and NRCS. Also, Paul Mankiewicz from the Gaia Institute, Shino Tanikawa and Tatiana Morin from New York City Soil and Water Conservation Districts. So this is the co-founders of this institute, and now we're growing. Soil in the city, they're very diverse. And our main message is that it's a huge diversity. The soils can serve different purposes and implications. Some purposes are mentioned here. It's urban agriculture, urban reforestation and restoration, stormwater, management, heat island mitigation, ecosystem establishment, brownfield and soil remediation, soil survey and mapping, climate resiliency, coastal restoration, invasive management, green infrastructure, and so on. You can continue this long list. If we are to look forward to a sustainable city and improved quality of the life, the secret is in the soils. So we do need to study it from different perspectives. And in our institute, we have five divisions. We started from four, but now we added the last one, international collaboration. So the divisions are the following: soil testing and technical services, education and outreach, data depository, research, and international collaboration. In its first year of existence of the institute, we focused on education and outreach, most of it. It's a result of combination of the research and soil testing and technical services. So what do we do? We interact with people. We go in the field. We collect samples. We educate people, gardeners, agency officials. And it's really important to provide local to find local capacities, to meet local needs for urban soils. We develop different workshops, not only for adult gardeners, but also for kids. Very often people bring their children, and we have a separate workshop for them. So they play with dirt, and they try to make soil profiles. They have really fun. And at the same time, they learn a lot. We also have special services of testing your soils. Many of you probably heard about Brooklyn College Soil Lab. You can send your soil not only from New York City, but all over the country. We get from California and Arizona and Texas all the time from different places. We have lab facility in Brooklyn College, which is the physical address of the institute. And we have also services of NRCS soil scientists who can help us to interpret some of the results or provide some good interpretations for gardeners. We develop workshops and supplemental courses based on the needs of our customers. We also have a great volunteer and intern program. So anyone from zero experience to any kind, different levels of experience can come into the lab and help us. interns from Brooklyn College and from other institutions can come in and learn how to do lab work. They learn the methodology. They also go to the field with us to collect samples, do surveys, talk to people. You don't have to be a soil scientist with it. You can have any education as you want. We often get questions like, what are soils? And is the soil contaminated? How to deal with contaminated soil in garden? What is a healthy soil? What is soil quality? How do I improve it? How to use compost? What are the native soils? And we share what we know, and we don't know, we try to learn, investigate, do our research. And here we come to our research division. Together with Professor Chang and his army of students, we are in the forefront of urban soil research in New York City, together with our collaborations, collaborators and diverse partners from not only New York City, but beyond its borders. Current projects include lead stabilization and arsenic mobilization by phosphate and phosphorus-bearing amendments, soil microbial diversity in the urban environments, monitoring of green infrastructure pilots in the Jamaica Bay watershed, phytoremediation of arsenic and lead, building product ecosystems, feasibility of gypsum wallboard recycling, micro-remediation of contaminated soils, long-term monitoring of soil chemistry in restored urban parks, and the list may continue. In the near future, we will offer our very first soil certificate program, which will be offered to graduate students and continuing education students as well. So they will take a series of classes, courses, field trips, and will be able to get the certification. To really educate people, not only in the walls of Brooklyn College, students will also have special courses there, like Introduction to Urban Soils, or Soil Science, Geochemistry of Soils, Soils and Landscape. But we also have a workshop series, Understanding Your Urban Soils, Interpreting Your Soil Test, How to Grow, for any lay person, for any gardeners, any community members. They have no clue what soils are. They have no, they don't really have good understanding on chemistry behind or mineralogy behind it. So the very first workshop, Understanding Your Urban Soils, is focused on fundamentals of what soils are, what urban soils are, and how they function and what are their uses, how they fit into our city lives. We talked about lead contamination because New York City is industrial city and we have really sometimes really crazy levels of lead and arsenic in the soil. And we also explain why it's important to test your soils. And then when they get their soils tested, sometimes they're really scared what the numbers mean and they get confused. So here's our job to explain and interpret the results of the soils, of the their soil test. So they're not frustrated with their numbers, but they know how to deal with it. By getting some basic understanding from the first workshop, they become part of the solution. They're engaged in the movement of this urban soil understanding. So they really become part of education processes, and they can educate others. And the last, it's a how to grow. We explain or educate how to grow, what to grow. We also suggest how to harvest edible parts of vegetables in the city, what are the safety regulations, what are the healthy soils, so they know how to get healthy produce. And besides the workshops, we often get requests to go on a site visit, and you can see on the pictures we get lots of go different sites and talk with different audience. And most of it's gardeners, community members, or just home gardeners. We also have some government agencies or people from gardens, botanical gardens, who are also engaged in this kind of workshop and education. So we go on the site, we collect samples, we usually with the XRF, because people are mostly interested in the contaminant level. They can test pH on their own and some basic stuff like texture, but not contaminants. So we go there, we collect samples, we measure, and we provide interpretation for it. So what it means, what they can do with their contaminants. And very often they, like soil shops, I'm sure many of you heard about this event, people bring already their soils in, and we are there together with the other scientists and government officials. We test their soil, and the officials explain what they need to do with the soil, which is a really great resource. We go not only in New York City, but beyond New York State, New Jersey, and if you invite us to go to your state, we'll probably also come. So the take-home message here is that get out there, see who is doing what, help as much as you can, and in the process you learn so much. It's always interaction between gardeners and us, as scientists or researchers. We learn from each other, they share their experiences, we try to meet their questions and needs by doing our research. It's always based on their needs. It's not like we just want to do it. No, we have a specific question, specific problem, and we try to help them by providing some interpretations or some basic experiments that we can do. We cannot do it without you, without our collaborators and partnerships. We are always looking for any interactions with other institutions, even going beyond the United States of America. We have collaborators from Europe, and we would like to invite you to visit our very first, attend our very first symposium, the first annual symposium of New York City Urban Institute on December 9th. Time passes so fast. December 9th, it will be Friday in Brooklyn College campus. You will see different talks about urban soils. Keynote speakers will be from various government agencies, EPA, USDA, Greenstone, and Mayor's Office, different people from with different backgrounds in soils. Gardeners, community gardeners will be invited. Soil artists and scientists, students and researchers, you can come together with your students. And we are very welcome you there. Thank you very much, and I'm open for questions. Probably your own compost, it is not contaminated. Well, it's usually we tell them to compost it. Compost, put lots of organic matter on top, so you kind of bury your soil underneath, and then like every year you can add the extra organic matter. Basically, compost will be very safe, and you can also put some mulch so there is no splash and physical contamination from the surrounding areas. So if you add lots of compost, you can grow your food and your lettuce, in this case, in the organic matter.
So when these people take their samples, do they just go into their plot and take one sample? Do you tell them a little bit about random sampling through the plot so they're aware of that?
Right. So we have New York City, it's the website, USI.org. You can see the different guidelines, and also in Brooklyn College, if you just Google Brooklyn College Soil Research Lab, there's some guidelines how you collect the sample. So hopefully they read it and they know you're supposed to collect it in different spots and a different depth, like 6 to 8 inches. This is what we advise them. They mix it in a bucket, they put it in their black bag, and they ship it to us. It's usually like a cup. So, and we also have submission forms where they explain what kind of soil it is, where they take it from. So like it may be from foundation, maybe from the garden. Sometimes they send different samples from their property because they know it's they have different properties, or maybe they see the differences and they want to know what's there. So they usually very often we get samples, different samples from one person, so they can get better. For the symposium or for general? We usually have some handouts we can give away. We also teach lots of, we teach in New York Botanical Garden, Brooklyn Botanical Garden, so we kind of try to spread the word about urban soils from other institutions. So in our classes we give a lot of handouts from USDA and EPA, and gardeners, we bring some information that they can spread their neighbors. And, you know. Thank you very much.